This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The apparent overdose deaths of five people in Commerce City could lead to stricter drug laws, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Lawmakers from both parties said Tuesday the tragedy was yet another reason to focus on prosecuting fentanyl dealers.
Because it is being cut and it's showing up everywhere like it did in Commerce City over the weekend.
That's Democratic House Speaker Alec Garnett. Some lawmakers blame overdoses on a 2019 law that reduced possession penalties for smaller amounts of drugs. That law did not affect distribution charges, but some prosecutors say it's allowed dealers to blend in, since a few grams of pure fentanyl can contain thousands of lethal doses. Garnett said a new bill to allow more severe charges against dealers with smaller amounts of fentanyl may be coming soon. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Some state lawmakers want to make it harder for attorneys to remove potential jurors in criminal cases based on race. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado law allows prosecution and defense lawyers to rule out a preset number of potential jurors without having to give a reason why, using something called a peremptory challenge. Technically, they can't use it to eliminate jurors based on race, but many studies have shown that's effectively what happens. The Democratic bill would make it easier to object to these removals, and lawyers would have less ability to defend them. A few other states have already restricted or eliminated the practice. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A new home is opening for survivors of human trafficking. Sister Roseanne Barman told Colorado Matters that Baquita Mountain Home is the first of its kind in southern Colorado.
The main thing about the home is to create a community where love heals, empowers, and helps women go through a process whereby they recover from the trauma of human trafficking.
And there's more on human trafficking in Colorado and this new home for victims in a few minutes here this morning. It is cold early today around the Front Range and across Metro Denver, and it's going to stay cold. A forecast high for Denver, just 14 degrees today. Should be closer to 20 tomorrow. This is CPR News.